Next meeting place and time.
Well, we had a problem last year because it then fell right around Thanksgiving time.
Next month I'm on a cruise from the 12th, the whole week.
Where are you going?
Mexican Riviera.
We come?
You just got back from Alaska.
Yeah.
We're living in Mexico cabin. We're leaving San Jose, no, San Pedro on the 12th.
Does anybody have a calendar? I didn't bring my paperwork to.
Yeah, we have that calendar. The horses are.
And it's.
Oh, Barbara does.
Barbara's got a calendar with big black X's on it.
Yeah, I do.
I think we're coming back that Sunday, the 19th, I think it is.
Oh, I think.
So I
think the 23rd in November.
Next month is going to be hard, too, because of Thanksgiving.
November 23rd is our Thursday, Thanksgiving Day.
That's not a good day.
What's the Saturday after Thanksgiving?
25th, that's not a good
week.
Shopping day.
That whole weekend, you can't.
Now, let me throw something in the mix. Ken's going to be really busy because he's a treasurer. What happened last year is we worked diligently so that in 2 months, the November and the December, we have to put the budget out because the 17th of December, I think that hits me, we have to have everything ready because we have to have the assessments, all the paperwork that go out. How are they built? So November and December, we can't say, well, we're too busy, we can't meet.
Right.
And we have to, now I have put ads in Mother Earth, Utah Homeschoolers Association, and they will be out November, December, January. We have to sit down and say, okay, what are we doing here? I mean, they're coming out and they're going to start responding.
Whole game, right?
Oh, we had a whole lot last time.
35 applicants last.
Oh, we had some, yeah. But I'm saying
10% of them.
November and December is really important.
Okay. And was that the same ad that we put out before? That
was
behind. Was it? It was somewhat
modified. You did include
family
background.
Larry, can we plan on the November meeting? The first one, so we can get that out of the way.
What? Barbara?
I have a comment. Can I make a suggestion? Can Brent Palmer be in charge of getting the stuff together for hiring the person? Or like that, look, tell him what you've already done.
Fell asleep, that's what
you did. He's done so much on this, he's already thought this through a lot.
What is he?
He's always got people, and then he's sitting up here cold at night with nobody around. He's got lots of time.
So he's wanting to hire a bunch of women. The Bronco idea is coming back, Brent.
I'm telling you guys, the Swedish bikini volleyball team would be great
to help run this place.
But now I've given this a lot of thought. I think the smartest thing you guys could possibly do, and I do a lot of joking about it.
Oh,
turn these things over to me, and I'll take care of
them. No, explain what you mean by that.
You better.
There's another one of those. Turn my own body.
No,
forget that. Okay, there's lots of things. Actually, Gail came up with it. We need to advertise this place as a drug-free work environment. We need to advertise this place as a family environment. Gail mentioned we would prefer non-smokers, non-drinkers. We want to look at people obviously, we need to put what kind of credentials or what kind of experience that we need here to do this with. We need to look at the their ability to come here and understand what's going on. And I think that what we need to do is have an information packet that we send out that includes the general job description, our expectations. And Taylor brought a good point up. It's more about managing people than it is about managing, the ranch. It really is. Last year we had that miserable bull here. It was a problem. But you know what? Every single guest who came here was a bigger problem than that bull ever was. Anyway, but I can put together this thing for what's that?
Not all of them.
Some of them were good. I'm exaggerating.
Oh, he came up here in December.
That's right. But if you guys want to just send me your ideas, let me put it together. I'll put together a little information packet. I'll sit down and I'll do the interviews on these people. I mean, the board can interview them too, but then I'll do the nitty gritty stuff.
What he's doing, John, is what you were saying earlier. What you were saying, he's saying the same thing. Only what he's going to do is going to have a little packet. He's going to send it out, have everybody kind of weed themselves out. If they want to meet this criteria, then they send in their thing. And then that, you know, after they express an interest from her ad, then he sends them this little packet. Then they decide if they want it. If they do, then they send in some more. At that point, he either interviews them or he has more stuff on it. Like you were saying, when he narrows it down, then the board takes it from.
All right.
Well, that's
the
way you
know. Yeah. Well, I was all of it from the very beginning. I got all of it.
That is the proper procedure.
That's what
when you do that, we need to really advertise the ranch.
But you have to do the too. Same thing by yourself.
And what a great place it's going to be.
Well, you know, the most important thing you guys can do is trust me. I will do the job for you, and I will do it well.
That,
I promise you
that last car salesman that said, trust me.
I will make this look. I live here because I love it. Okay? I mean, you guys all love this place too, but I live here.
Yeah.
I'm here 24/7, 365. I love this place.
If these people fail, guess who has to pick up the pieces?
That's exactly right.
I'm accountable. Yeah.
And so there's a level of interest from.
Well, it's, if you
all get one of the hard times, everybody under the age of 11 will qualify.
Yeah.
For his, no drinking, no smoking, no chasing women.
Everybody under the age of 11.
That's not a problem.
All right, well, there's a proposal on the floor.
And it comes back that Sunday.
I'll make a motion.
No.
That we accept Brent's proposal.
8-12 comes back. I think the 19th.
Take over our management hiring position.
12-19.
He wants information from you guys too, though. On your ideas.
We got 2 minutes.
All right. Well, then this week, sometime between Monday and Friday, everybody in this room will email Brent with their ideas. So he gets 2 or 3 ideas from you, 2 or 3 ideas from you. We'll think of what we and we'll zap it to Brent.
Swedish bikini girls washing cars.
Now, are you talking about what we would expect from them?
I want what your expectations are. I want them to understand fully the job description.
We have basically that we can tweak it.
Well, yeah, just tweak
it. We already had that. That's what we created last year.
Right. Okay.
You got new board members now too, so they might.
You got more experience now too. That's right. Another thing is that employment thing that Larry Walters wrote up. You got that?
Which one?
One, the job employment agreement that he wrote up.
I have it all.
Maybe I'll send that to him and have him tweet, or maybe we want to tweet that.
All right, so then everybody in this room, between Monday and Friday,
contract. I did that.
2, 3, 4 ideas, would you each personally think?
We had 3 things.
And then you.
Pick and choose. You guys will get final approval on everything. I mean, I'm not going to be making.
No, they just submit it to Candy.
You'll get final approval on everything. The only thing I'm going to do is we're going to weed out people without wasting our time or money on them. Okay.
One problem you're going to have right up front is money. They're going to want to know how much money is involved here before they even decide it. Think about it. If you go for a job, you want to know what kind of money you're talking about in compensation.
What are you talking about?
No. People. The people. You mean how much?
Yeah.
Good question. How much?
How much money does a backside expect?
Well, we have to look at the other thing that I said. Are we going to raise
it? It would work here for nothing, actually.
Exactly.
If that be the case, that money is completely gone to that direction.
They did it for
$36,000 a year.
They did it for the love.
They get the money.
That's what
the money is. The money was one of the big reasons to
the
thing.
Plenty of times, it was nighttime when we were coming up here, and I would see Diana putting up rails and fences. She didn't watch the clock, is what I'm trying to say.
It was really hard. There's no doubt about that.
And they were people.
Okay.
If you raise the annual assessment $25, and that goes toward that creates an additional $7,500.
Well, I thought it was 11,000 or something.
25.
You already calculated it.
300. There's not $300.
That's not 10%.
Seven people don't pay their dues.
Plus
2,930.
40. 2,930
paying lots.
So
that's $3,500.
Yeah, but now wait a minute. What about the ones that own 2 and 3 lots?
No, that's...
They only pay one
as... No. They pay on each lot.
Each lot.
Not every lot up here is paying assessments.
Each lot pays.
Yeah. The board members don't necessarily.
No, I know that.
Assessments. Okay, so there's.
I think almost every member, though, would be willing to make a loan.
Three times.
When you asked the question on here, goals for the year, what I wrote down was to improve each member's view and experience at Deer Spring Bank. What are they willing to do as a member to improve their experience at the bank? And I think every member would say, I'm willing to do something to get quality people here to help run the ranch. Well, are you willing to pay $25? Are you willing to pay $50? Some people would say, I'm willing to pay $500 additional.
Yeah, but there's possibly...
But I think you're going to find a lot of old-timers that feel they're not getting anything for their money.
Well, yeah, there's
only going to be 10%. You can't control
that. Yeah, probably 25% of people that have been to this ranch.
So, Brent, you're thinking about doing like a cover letter.
Since they bought it.
Selling the ranch.
What you're going to do is
qualifications.
Cover letter.
And then job responsibilities.
Job responsibilities. They're going to get, they'll get a copy of our agreements in relation to drug screening, background check. The whole nine yards, and
have a little bit of information on the
history. And what they're going to do is they're going to have to sign and initial everything, and then they send it back. And once they do that, if you send that out, you're going to eliminate a whole bunch of people right off. Right. And the reason you are is because they're not going to be willing to subject, if they've got something to hide. They don't want to
be screened.
They don't want to be screened.
So, what I'm looking at, though, even if we could start in November, that's a couple months before what we were able to do before, because we really couldn't start until February, and then the crap came down on us that it was March and you were done. It was like, whoa. So I think that with us starting earlier and having some basis of what we want to do, and if you are willing to take this on, I think there was a motion on the floor, but someone else was talking and we didn't quite finish it.
My motion was to either accept Brent's offer or how do you want to word it?
I haven't even heard that. Mm-hmm.
To take on the
pre-screening.
Well, to become our hiring agent.
Representative of the ranch.
Our first line of defense.
There you go.
Now, what he's going to pick is the persons he's going to nominate
for the board interview.
For the job.
All I'm going to do is make sure that the people that you guys actually interview are the best qualified people for this job. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm really going to provide you with.
Phil and I sat there at his house one weekend and went through 11 phone calls. And we went oh no, no, there's no friendliness. That person will not work with people. But then again, a phone call, as you know, doesn't quite get it. Even the people who said they wanted to come out here, we had many people come out and speak to different board members. And it still wasn't enough sometimes.
Guess what part of this is going to be? They're going to give a writing essay.
You know what?
Why I want this job.
But just trust me. You guys send me your ideas. I'll put together something, send it back to you.
With time frame on that?
But if you do this thing and we do it by the numbers and we start as soon as we can and we take plenty of time so no one feels like they're under any real pressure. So like I say, we start advertising now. We start getting these people ideas. We start interviewing in February. We start hiring. We tell the person they're hired on the 1st of March. They got 2 weeks to give their employer notice.
One more week to get here, and then a week
of orientation, and part of their fun trip here is going to be spending a week with me, and so.
Okay, motion is on the floor. Did I hear a second?
I'll second that.
It's been seconded by Ken Lent. All those in favor, raise your hand. Unanimous.
Next meeting. It has to be the first weekend in November.
3 weeks from now, puts it on the 11th.
When do you leave? On
the 18th? I leave the 11th.
You said the 12th.
The ship leaves the 12th. I go to San Pedro on the 11th.
Do you want to have it in the week time? Otherwise, that means the 11th and the 18th are out. So that means the 25th, which is Thanksgiving weekend, which will be awfully hard. That's what you put out in November. You've got to do it without John, or you got to do it in the middle of the week before the 11th.
My suggestion to you guys is get your stuff together. Plan on a full, do it as soon as you can in December, and just plan on a full day of work.
On the budget?
Spend so many hours on the budget, so many hours in the meeting.
And not do November? Is that
not do November, because you know what? This is the same thing you had happen last year.
Yeah.
Okay, December.
I won't be here. We're going to Hawaii in December.
When are you near December?
And to Minneapolis.
So what days are you going?
December 1st and 2nd.
The first weekend.
And the 13th through the 19th.
13th through the 18th.
So the only time you could do it would be on the 9th of December, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Maybe, yeah. Because we'll be in Minneapolis before Hawaii.
The only time you could do it would be the 9th, right? Mm-hmm. If it's on Saturday.
See, John's going to the Mexican Riviera, you're going to Hawaii and Minneapolis, and I'm going to be spending my time here.
Taylor and I are going on the ground.
So here's
okay. So the question is again. Now, Bob, what dates look good to you? Because Nancy, I don't know if she'll be able to make it. And if you don't make it, and he doesn't make it, and we don't have the other board member, that leaves 1, 2, 3.
Well,
and I don't want to do a budget with three of us.
Is that December 9th good to you?
Annual assessments might be more than 10%.
Then let's shoot for the whole day of the December 9th. How does that sound to everybody? Morning till night.
What, Las Vegas or Mesquite?
No, we probably can't get that office for the whole day.
What'd you say, Las Vegas?
Probably good.
Could we? Well, check and see if that's available. Mesquite would be
I'll find out. The first one will be Mesquite, and then every month I'll find out.
What
meeting
place would be available in Las Vegas?
My house.
This is kind of a thing.
This is my house.
My house.
Okay, before we leave, if we're getting ready to leave, this is the extension on our water right.
Mm-hmm. Did it all your dad then?
Okay. So there's a copy and the original, and it is extended until...
No.
11, I think. September 30th, 2011. So do you want to put this in? I mean, you're probably the person to keep a hang of it.
But I know...